A Philadelphia playwright found herself caught in a national controversy while she was working for the Weinstein Company. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports she wrote a play based on the experience, which opens this weekend.
Emily Acker is a young writer from Philadelphia who was hired in 2016 by the Weinstein Company, which had acquired the rights to an old BBC sitcom from the 1980s called Three Up, Two Down. Acker was to develop a reboot of that show and write the pilot. It was a career-making opportunity. Acker says she primarily worked with the company's head of television and only interacted with Harvey Weinstein himself briefly over the phone.
Just prior to us selling the show to a network is when the first expose dropped in the Times with Weinstein. And so as the company went, so did the show, so to speak.
The company went into crisis mode, eventually filed for bankruptcy. Acker says she sympathized with the accusers, even as her professional aspirations were left in the cold.
In the moment, was I disappointed? Of course. But I wasn't in any way conflicted in, like, from a political or from an emotional standpoint. That felt pretty clear.
In response, she started writing.
Only once they remove us from the equation entirely will they be satisfied.
What resulted is a new play called Boycott Esther. It opens this weekend. Acker is quick to point out it's not a play about herself, but informed by her experiences. Her main character, Esther, is a social media influencer working for a Hollywood mogul who, like Weinstein, is eventually accused of sexual misconduct. Months later, he contacts her to ask for advice on how to contain his crisis. Their interaction goes public. The play is really about the internet, as knee-jerk opinions online come down on Esther like a sledgehammer.
Often, backlash on the internet lacks nuance, but also before that, people who use the internet to present themselves, to brand themselves, intentionally use that lack of nuance, that sort of painting a broad stroke of who they are and what they're trying to sell without nuance. So it works both ways.
The play uses screens, projections, and computer sounds to recreate the online world of the title character. Boycott Esther is now running at the Proscenium Theater in the Drake Building. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.